I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about the science of the Martian with Mustafa Ishak-Wishaki, who is an astrophysicist with the University of Texas at Dallas. Mustafa, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the beginning, of course. The event that sets the film in motion is this giant dust storm that hits the mission and forces the ship to evacuate without one of its astronauts. And I was wondering, does the wind blow the same on Mars as it does on Earth?
It's a good question. There can be winds with very high speeds. However, the force that they produce on object is not the same as on Earth, even if it's a very bad storm, because the gravity is about a third, and also the atmosphere is very thin. So even a very big storm like that will kind of not have a big effect like on Earth.
So it wouldn't be able to throw things around as violently
as violently as that, yeah.
What I want to know is, could I grow potatoes on Mars?
I will go a little bit outside my specialty here. So I think, yes, following the recipe that he did, yes.
So the main plot of The Martian revolves around NASA trying to get this lost astronaut back home. And during the film, a young scientist who's played by Donald Glover comes up with one of these ideas that's just so crazy it might work. He tries to sell it to the director of NASA, who's played by Jeff Daniels.
Right now, the Hermes is headed towards you, starting its month-long deceleration to intercept. But instead, what I'm proposing is we start accelerating immediately to preserve velocity and gain even more. We don't intercept with Earth at all, but we come close enough to get a gravity assist and adjust course. While we're doing that, we resupply with the probe.
Food and supplies.
Pick up whatever provisions we need, and now we're accelerating towards Mars.
There's a lot of math involved in this plan. How do you think their thinking and math reasoning worked out in this scenario?
I think they got the math right, and the idea is right. If we get close to planet Earth like they do, close enough to use the potential gravity of the Earth, and then get some of that into some kinetic energy and giving a tangent speed or velocity. And that's what they do each time. So they get close, they kind of flirt a little bit tangentially with the planet just to get some boost, and they did that. I think that was right overall.
When you go see a science fiction movie, knowing that fiction is a big part of it, do you find yourself picking apart things and details and saying, that's not quite right? Or can you kind of roll with the fact that it is, in fact, science fiction and not science fact?
I think usually when I go to see a movie, is to enjoy it. So I kind of immerse in the movie and don't analyze too much, unless when there is an exaggeration. That's kind of make me think. But other than that, I usually don't go with a very analyzing attitude.
Professor Bishaki, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.